makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Thursday, September 11th, and here are some sounds from the locker room. Quarterback Matt Shaw talked to the media about how he plans to bounce back against the Ravens. The starting quarterback started by talking about how he will handle the Ravens' complex 3-4 defense.
Well, it's a very fast defense, very physical, a lot of experience. You know, they've been a group that have been held together for a few years now, so they play well together, and you know, it's a very physical and very fast defense.
They've talked about how Pittsburgh can be confusing. This team takes it to another level. Mm-hmm. The challenge.
Yeah, I think that goes along with them being a group and a unit for a few years now. They know how to play off one another and know their scheme inside and out. So, and they understand what they're doing. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Hooper, is this about the best set of defensive backs you see in the NFL with Roll and Breedy and all those guys?
It's obviously a good challenge for us. You know, they're a good group and have a lot of experience. You know, every Sunday in this league, you're going to face a good group of guys, but this is one that they've been together and they're exceptional, and they've been to a lot of Pro Bowls and had a lot of success.
What are some things that you, it's an obvious question I have, but things you want to do different that maybe you didn't do this past week?
Well, make better decisions, you know, outside the pocket, you know, just live for another down and, you know, just stay on schedule and keep my team in a good situation and work the field position game when it needs to be worked and just stay on schedule and play more consistently.
Having heard the 3-4 defense, so what does that add to the mix? And the fact that you'll be at home where you can hear your adjustments.
Yeah. Well, it definitely helps to be at home and have our crowd behind us and be playing on our home turf. But, you know, 3-4 defense, they just provide different multiple fronts and multiple ways of blitzing and getting after you. So you just have to be on your P's and Q's and your assignments.
Why don't both teams play it if it's so confusing?
I think it takes a certain group of guys to run it. You know, you have to have a certain breed of defensive linemen and linebackers. You don't find them very often anymore, so that's why you see a lot of these teams, you know, they get held together. You know, these front sevens on these teams, you know, they stay intact for years and years.
Man, you mentioned that you live for another down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your way of saying maybe you were just trying to do too much too quickly?
But
you have to not do that.
Yeah, you know, you try, you know, get outside the pocket and you force the ball trying to make a play, and you know, you just gotta bite the bullet and just throw it away and you know, go back to the huddle and you know, live for another day, or you know, pump the ball away and you know, give the defense a chance to make a play on the other side of the field.
Is that easier said than done?
Oh yeah, but I mean, in the heat of the battle, you got to make good decisions and think quickly on your feet.
Man, how is their 3-4, the Ravens 3-4, different than the Steelers 3-4?
Well, they're not a whole lot different, but you know, they're just a big physical group, much like the Steelers were. So they're very similar, but they present some different fronts and some different looks for you. So you got to be aware of their adjustments and what your assignments are.
Do they blitz as much? Is it more of a control?
They blitz just as much, but a lot of times in a 3-4, you think about it, if they blitz a couple linebackers, it's still a 4 or 5 man rush. It's just like if it was a 4-down front. But you know, they do like to blitz, but that just means we have to be on our assignments and what we're doing.
Man, how pivotal is this game? I know it's just the second game, but you got to. Good last week.
Yeah.
Build some confidence in you guys as a team, make a good showing and win at home. Two bad losses in a row doesn't bode well.
Well, this is a big game for us. You know, it's a home opener and bouncing back from last week. You know, it's part of this game. We got to refocus here this week and you know, be on top of our jobs and our assignments and come out and play hard and play consistent and play good football. And we'll be in good shape, but it's important for us to get back on the right track.
As a team, are you guys angry for what happened last week?
You know, we're angry because we didn't play up to our standard, but, you know, more anxious to get back out there and, you know, get things correct. You know, in this business, you have, after a tough day at the office or a good day at the office, you have to wait 7 more days before you get back out there and you know, correct or continue to do well what you did well. So, you know, we're excited to get back out there and right the wrongs.
What are the coaches telling you to play good pass last week and prepare a game to deal for Sunday?
I think a lot of us in this locker room, you know, we've been there before. You know, you go through tough days in this business, and you just have to, you know, watch the tape, evaluate it, and then once you get back to the new game plan, just forget, put it out of your mind and have a short-term memory and move on to the next one, because, you know, the bus is leaving, and it's not going to wait on anyone, so we need to just pick things up and keep moving forward.
Matt, Will Demps said that even though you have to have short-term memory, he still had a couple of sleepless nights overthinking about what he could have done. How would you describe how you dealt with what happened?
Oh, I barely slept Sunday night and Monday night, but, you know, you just try and put things out of your mind and just learn from those things and just put it to the test this Sunday.
Couple of you stayed low-key when you got there, but you're competitive. How will it be flowing on Sunday?
Well, it'll be flown, but I think, you know, it's important to stay on, you know, even keel, you know, and remain poised and keep your composure because, you know, your team needs you to do that. But, you know, we need to come out and play relaxed and just cut a loose.
Based on Sunday's performance, do you think the fans will have you guys in short leash?
I can't really think about that. We just have to go out and play good football and play hard and do our assignments.
Man, I know it's a huge cliche in this league, but how critical is it that your running game has a presence on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be big for us. You know, we have a lot of confidence in those guys back there and the guys up front to open up holes and keep us in good, you know, manageable third down situations.
Do you think the guys?
Well, we'll give them a lot of help, but we've really been on top of them with their jobs and their assignments, and, you know, they're really focusing into what they're doing. So we have a lot of confidence in what they're able to do in both pass game and run game.
All you Texans, get up and scream.